Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Escaping Normality. So I've had a little bit of a hiatus, about 2 months or so. But I mean, it's just because like I've been at home. I don't know why, but I couldn't figure out how to, like, I just couldn't do shit. I know that's different for you, Ayo, because I've seen you upload videos. Nigga think he's so cool. Almost at 30K. Or you at 30K right now?
Yeah, finally reached 30K.
Yeah, congrats.
Thanks, bro.
This nigga think he big now because he at 30K, but that's okay. I'm going to make my little comeback right now. We're going to get into it.
Bro, you got to post more consistently, bro.
100%. And that's going to start right now. This is, for real this time, I'm going to upload every 2 days. This is for real this time. I said it before, but for real this time. Every 2 days.
Don't hold yourself to an unrealistic standard.
It's fucking going to happen, okay? It's going to fucking happen. This is what made me come back. Now, before I get into a whole political debate, we know what's going on. I don't have to sit here and explain what the fuck is going on in the world. But so I've noticed a bunch of, like, no offense, but I've noticed a bunch of white girls coming to these protests and shit and making shitty little videos with their boyfriends who clearly bow down to their every will and do some stupid fucking shit. This is this page. I love it. I love this page. It's run by these fucking random ass dudes I have no clue are, but I love them. I love them because this is the stupidest shit ever. Have you seen this page before?
No, I haven't. This is literally the first time I'm seeing it.
So let's just click on one of these videos, all right? There was one of them. Let's look at this one.
Look at this bullshit.
Okay, bye now. Let's go look at this picture.
She literally came for her cameo and then dipped. But like, she didn't even come for the process. That's insane.
Look at this one.
So influencers are literally just like, so they can seem like they're siding. They just stand there for a second and then go back home after they get the picture.
Now, before this shit happened, I really didn't have a problem with people calling themselves influencers. Because let's be honest, you don't have to have a billion followers to influence culture some kind of way.
Yeah.
You just don't have to. But to me, like, a normal influencer is people like this, apparently. Like, we get lost in our own, like, fashion world where we don't realize that people are doing shit like this.
Yeah.
Because for us, influencers are people who wear fucking clothes. What the hell is this? I mean, really, can we abolish...
These guys are pretending to go to a protest. That's just another level of just stupid.
Can we abolish influences of every type from now on? Can we just forget that word?
Do you know what I hate about, like, just influencer in general? Like, so the... Because to me, influencer has, like, a negative connotation to some degree, right?
Right.
I just see influencers as clout chasers. Like, these guys will do anything for clout.
Anything.
Like, anything. Pretend that they're at protests, say anything they need to say, do whatever they need to do to seek attention. It's just like Jake Paul and Logan Paul. Like, I don't know who, because, bro, those guys confuse me. I don't even know who's who. But me basically, neither. One of them went to a forest in Japan full of, like, dead people and filmed it because they knew it was going to get a lot of views.
Excuse me?
And all that stuff. Like, they do stuff like that for clout. And more recently, I think Jake Paul was, like, going to the protests and just trolling and stuff. Like, they just think everything's a joke. And they just do every single thing in their life revolves around trying to get clout.
I swear to God, if I saw one of those goofy ass kids come to my protest, I'm knocking someone out. I'm sorry, I have to knock you the fuck out. You're not gonna sit here and pretend to fight for my right to not die and sit here. This is the one that's ridiculous. This one is probably the worst one to me. This bitch is the devil wears Prada in front of some army soldiers and shit.
It's just insane how their brains work. Like, a serious issue is going on. Like, people are actually protesting for a really serious thing. And then in her head, she's like, "Ooh, how can I get a really good picture here?"
Right? How do you have the capacity as a human being to be like, "Yo, let me do this shit right now." I just watched some black guy get beat in the head with a stick in the street. But now let me go take a picture in front of these army men. It's like, excuse me?
What? Just think of, like, the process of it. So she looked out her window. She was like, oh, soldiers. Like, right. She didn't think anything about the protest.
Right.
She's like, oh, let me wear this really cute outfit so we can get a really cool picture. And then she walked into the middle of the protest just with her boyfriend, who has a proper camera, so it seems. Or whoever that guy is.
Yes.
Her toy boy. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was thinking.
Whoever that guy is.
Some dude.
And they literally premeditated the whole thing. That's insane.
Like, the funny thing is, like, this is just what they do. Have you ever heard of that, Jesus Christ. There's, like, this field of flowers somewhere in some country or whatever the fuck. Or maybe it's not in a country. Maybe it's somewhere in the U.S.
Right.
But it's this big field of flowers, and it's beautiful and stuff. And what influencers have been doing, not recently, of course, but they've been going there, and they've been laying on the flowers and taking pictures of themselves on the flowers. So in turn, they've been ruining all the flowers.
Wow.
I'll try
is that like a well-known place? Like a place where like...
It's apparently like a well-known place and like people go there to take pictures. So they've been laying in the flowers.
How selfish can you be that you're going to mess up all the flowers just because you want to get your Instagram picture? Like, guys just annoy me.
I know. And it's even just like the fucking... When you go down to just like the fashion world, when you fucking... It's just like anything to get like an extra like. It's like, nigga, you can't...
It's just embarrassing at this point.
I feel like, you know, somebody like you have like a big following at this point. I feel like you could sit here and nickel and dime people at this point. You could probably make like some kind of shitty t-shirt or some stupid shit like that. And it's just like...
Yeah.
Is the fucking $12 you're going to make off of 3 t-shirts some loser's going to buy worth it to fucking sell your soul, so to speak? So, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just...
Yeah.
You know,
these guys just have no integrity. Like I said, to them, it's just all about clout. It's just, they don't stand for anything. It's just, oh, I can get more likes doing that, so let me do it.
What do we do? What do we do about this? How do we get rid of this, man?
Well, the thing is, it's people that make them influencers. So an influencer can't be popular unless people follow. So it's really down to those people who follow people like this. Like, why do you follow them in the first place?
Right. Maybe they're just hot or something. And
like, bro, I saw this model. I think guys are saying she won, like, Miss Philippines or Miss Thailand. One of those. And she has so many followers. And do you know one thing she said? She said that basically you choose your race at birth.
Dude, I saw that.
And I was like, what?
That was the craziest shit I ever seen in my entire life. I'm like, nigga, are you like, what world do you come from?
She must have the IQ of a peanut if she thinks that you literally choose your race at birth.
There's no way. There's something actually wrong with her. There's no way you can physically be born into this planet, into this world, and think like that. There's no way. Like, there's just like, it's just baffling to me. I can't even come up with the words to describe how stupid that is.
So I honestly think, yeah, it's people that create influencers ultimately.
She thinks it's a fucking character customization screen. When you're fucking at born, you just get to pick what the hell you want. Like, it doesn't work like that, sweetheart. It's fucking, hey bro, you get what you get. You're born into a poor family, you're poor. Fuck it.
Like, literally, that maybe to her as well, you choose whether you're born into a poor or a rich family. So every child that was born into a poor family, they chose
to be poor. You just wanted to be poor, didn't you? This lady's fucking stupid. I mean, really. I mean, that's what it is. She's just fucking stupid. Yeah, we really gotta crack down on this. Number one, get rid of these influencers first. They can go first, and then what influencers go next? Because there's different levels to this shit. There's different levels of influencers. I say fashion influencers gotta go last because they're not the worst out of the like.
At least it's still just like fashion. It's not like
right. I swear to God, I thought I was going to see some type of outfit at a protest. I swear to God, I thought I was gonna see that during
the. No, but I've seen like some pictures of people like DMs and stuff being like, "Oh, let's like find our protest outfit." Like they think it's just some fashion show.
Bro, I would have been like, get the fuck out my DMs with that bullshit. Before I smack the shit out of you. I went to, do you know what Albany is?
I've heard of it.
So Albany's where a lot of the, like, one of the more crazy protests going on. Because Albany's, right. Yeah, Albany's a lot of the hood and shit. Like, yeah, a lot of hood niggas up there. I was there the other day, a couple of days ago, and it was like you saw National Guard, some boarded up windows and shit. Like, niggas in Albany don't care. Cops are shooting on them. Niggas are shooting back. I saw a video of a dude, a cop threw a fucking tear gas. Nigga picked that shit up and threw that shit right back. Like, that shit is crazy to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't give a fuck. It's like, bro. That's that shit. That's that kind of shit I like. How could you see that and go to this? There's one more. I think it was. Jeez, I can't even remember. This one.
This girl is making her boyfriend take a picture of her in front of a Smash T-Mobile.
Gotta take a picture.
It always looks like the most basic person, some leggings. Like,
oh, yeah.
So annoying. Like, that one went viral. You know the one with the orange shirt? That girl who,
Right.
Should I say that lady who, took the screwdriver from the man just to pose for a picture.
I mean, in reality, let's just give it some real thought for a second here. Let's say I was an influencer. Wouldn't you try to make it look like real at least a little bit? Like, I don't know.
My brain isn't even wired like that. Like, when I'm driving through a city during a protest, I don't think, "Oh, let me stop and borrow his screwdriver for a picture." Like, whose brain works like that?
I mean, I think he's a minority too, so you know she's probably thinking like, "Oh, I can, this little minority boy can help me out do this. Thank you, little nigger boy." Well, can I say that? I'm probably gonna get in trouble for that one, but I mean, that's surprising. You know what the fuck? What was she thinking?
Yeah, I just don't. I don't understand how these guys' brain. Like, how does your brain have to be wired that you have the clout brain? Detector.
So your brain
is just detecting for everything around you that you could get clout off of.
You know what she could have done at least, though? At the very least, she could have spruced it up a little bit. You know what I mean? If you look at this, it doesn't even look like she's doing anything. It looks like she's just holding a fucking screwdriver. You know what I mean? If you're gonna really go horrible, you gotta go with it. Like, this lady here, you know what she should have done? She should have been in that T-Mobile, matter of fact.
She's like, just, like, standing. Like, what is she doing?
You know what would have been a crazy-ass photo? Like, not good, but it would have been fucking crazy if, like, this is fucked up, but it would have been a fucking crazy-ass photo if it was, like, her coming out of the store, like, holding shit, like, holding T-Mobile fucking signs and shit, like.
Why is it that there's always these simps who are taking the pictures of these women? Like, these simps in jogging shoes. Like, go on the other one. go on the other one. What is he wearing?
Fuck, this guy.
No, yeah. Just look at him. Just look at him.
I know. These simps.
Just look at him, bro. Just look at him.
I know.
He looks like a simp. Wait.
He does.
go to the one with the orange shirt.
What kind of fit is that?
Look at the way he was putting in work just to get the picture. Like, that just looks like a simp. Look at him, bro. He looks like a simp.
Bro, and what's with the outfits, too? This lady, I guess she doesn't care about her outfits. She's trying to take a picture of the leggings. But can't you spruce it up a little bit? Get some cool sneakers in there, maybe. Do something. I mean, really. Bro, I saw this ad on my Instagram. It said it was something called Good Counsel. Have you seen that ad before?
Oh, no, I haven't.
Oh, my God. It says, I'm reading it right now. I'm going to try to put it up on the screen because it's on my phone. It says, get great looks in your size. Good Counsel has dedicated stylists that pick pieces based on your style, size, and budget. If you like it, great. If you don't, send it back. Each box has items that blah, blah, blah. And let me tell you this right now. I kid you not. This is the worst outfit I've ever seen in my entire life. And I'm not doing shtick. I'm not making a joke for the podcast. This is the worst outfit I've ever seen in my entire life. So, like, obviously, I'm supposed to be getting ads for fucking fashion and shit. And this is the shit I get. Just give me a second. Let me open this shit up. What the fuck is this? What is this, man?
Wait, what do you say? Dedicated stylist that pick pieces based on your style, size, and budget. If you like it, great. If you don't, send it back. Each box has... What? Bro, look at his outfit. real quick.
It's just like the like I
if
like,
this wait, is this like their advert?
Is this the style? Is this the stylist? Someone who's
going to style you, bro. He is wearing granddad sandals. Like, that's literally what like old people wear in Africa. I'm not even like.
I mean, it is.
He's wearing like a checkered blue blazer with bright pink shorts. What is going on here?
It's mind boggling. It's almost.
Bro, I wouldn't let that guy style my cat.
I wouldn't let him near me at all. Let alone style anything. I wouldn't let him near me. I would fucking head the Z heels, as they say. I gotta look this up.
What's going on with fashion, man? Like, even just the whole idea of stylist is just annoys me, because to me, style is about self-expression.
Right.
So why are you letting someone else dictate how you express yourself? That just, to me, doesn't make any sense in the first place.
Some people consider a stylist as someone who gets them clothes, which it's not really a stylist, let's be honest. But some people...
Then that's just a personal shopper.
Right. But some people have called that being a stylist, quote-unquote. I know a few people who are, quote-unquote, stylist for different people, but that really means right. Just getting clothes for them. And I was so... Like, I don't know. I don't know what... I don't know. I hate to sound like an elitist, but what the hell, like, I don't know how regular people wear this type of shit. Again, and I hate feeling like an elitist, but it's just like, what are you doing? It's kind of a curse, you know, because, like, have you ever, at first I was in the sneakers, and that was a curse, too, because every time I would look down at someone's sneakers, I'd always have an aneurysm, and that's the same thing with clothes. Like, if I see someone with a bad fit, I'm like, oh, nigga, what the fuck are you doing? Even if I hang out with some friends who aren't into clothes and I see them wearing something goofy or some shit, I'm like, bro, like, you gotta go change or something. Like, I can't be seen with you. We gotta do something about that. Like,
jeez, what's it called? Good counsel.
I looked it up and
it's more like bad counsel. Jeez.
And the fucking website is just boring as shit. So it's not even interesting for me to show. I mean, I guess I could show some of the pieces, but I mean, it's just, like I said, it's not even interesting to show. It's just fucking lame.
Is this like just across the board, right? If anyone saw that stylist, would you be comfortable with him picking up clothes for you?
I'd kill him.
Bro, you are wildin'.
If he fucking came near me, I would. I don't know what I'd do. I'd go fucking ape shit. Haven't you ever had something that just made you go crazy? Like, if you just see something, like, what if you saw the most, like, this is the craziest fucking thing? You're like, nigga, I can't handle this no more. Your mind just loses. You just go crazy. This is that. I swear to God, I was in comatose for the entire day after I saw this. The entire day. I woke up. I saw this about 7 p.m. I woke up at fucking 12 a.m. the next day. And I didn't know what the fuck happened to me. This is what happened, man. This is what happens. I look at shit like this, and I go into comatose. It just happens.
I'm just wondering, like, whose idea was it for this to be the advertisement picture?
Yeah, I don't know.
Good counsel. They need to hire a new, like, PR team. Jesus.
They need to hire me and so I can disband their entire company. have you gotten any new pieces lately? What you been fucking
No, I've been looking at a few things, but... like, one of the things I want to buy is this, like, Acne Studio shirt.
Uh-huh.
It's, like, long sleeve. It has, like, horses all over it, and it's, like, white and brown. Yeah. But apart from that, not really. I haven't actually copped any clothing item the whole quarantine. What about you?
Really? I'm not going to hold you. The item that you described, the description doesn't sound good, but I'm assuming because you're getting it, it actually looks good. But just but the actual description, it sounds like shit. Do you have a picture?
I can send you a link and then you can...
Yeah, send me a link. Yeah, I've been actually copping shit like crazy.
My descriptions are dead, though, to be fair. Let's be honest.
Homie said a horse with a stripes and 26 horses. I'm like, what? What's going on with you? What are you wearing?
Yeah, what are you wearing, bro? What are you talking about?
I copped a lot of shit. At first, I copped the some Kansai Yamamoto, some Mason Margiela, some Sui Coke sandals because I need some.
God damn, this guy's flexing.
Yeah, I went a little crazy. See that looks really cool, actually. See, that looks really fucking cool.
But see, you're dissing it, bro.
It looks fucking
horses, cool. Look, brown horses.
You're right. It looks cool as shit. But the description was just like, not it. But that looks cool as fuck. Nah, that's hard, actually.
It's funny because, like, people don't think Acne makes stuff like this. You just have to look deeper.
Yeah.
Because the Acne Studios that like most people wear is like really
just plain shit.
Plain stuff. Yeah.
Which isn't bad either. They have some cool plain shit, but
yeah.
Yeah, I would.
The quality of Acne is really good as well.
Oh, 100%. When I first when quarantine first started, it was like a couple weeks of just like waiting it out. And then after it seemed like, after it from to me where it seemed like, oh, the shit, this is going to be a long ass thing. I was like, let me cop some shit. So when I come out, these niggas going to see what I spent the money on. So I got some Margiela, some Sui Coke, just some sandals, you know, fucking Sui Coke, whatever. I got the cold wall bag, you know, the one. And I was, at first I was reluctant to get it.
Right.
If you don't know, you know the fucking one. If you don't know, it's the one. I was reluctant to get it because I don't want to hear people, oh, fucking hurt me, tough shit. And I was like, I don't want to hear that. But then I was like,
bro, if you like it, you like it, man. Forget people like
And then I was like, fuck it. I don't care. I thought it was cool. When it first came out, I thought it was cool as shit. And then people wore it with like their shitty little outfits. And I was like, ah, fuck it. And then it came back, and then I was on this. I got a lot of shit on Sense Sale, so it was on the Sense Sale for cheap, and I was like, "Hey, bro, I'm gonna pick it up."
Hey, that's the thing, because you're in the U.S. Yeah, because the sale was really good if you're like in the U.S. But for someone like me, that sale it wasn't hitting, so I need to wait for like Farfetch.
They were annoying as shit. It came when it actually delivered. It got to my house in like 2 days. But the entire process, up to that point, they were like canceling my order at first, and then they had to verify my card by like taking a, like nigga, what do you want from me? It was like a first purchase was like a, I want to say like $360 purchase, and the next one was like a $580 purchase, something like that. First
damn,
one,
this guy spent his stimulus check. God damn, straight up.
You guys don't get those, unfortunately. You guys don't get no fucking stimulus check. So, I got that shit, and I was like, at first, it was like, we had to cancel your order. We need some verification. I'm like, nigga, you couldn't ask me for verification when I was buying the shit? So, it took mad long to get to my house because for, like, a fucking 6 block of time, they just didn't deliver it because some fraudulent shit. Like, so I had to, it was just annoying. It was annoying as shit. But, yeah, I got this. What else did I get? I can't remember.
That's fucked.
You know what? I became a fan of random identities. I don't know if you ever heard of that.
Yeah,
I became a fan of random identities because it's on sale. I was like, oh, shit. Like, it's kind of cheap.
Yeah, random identities isn't too expensive, to be fair.
It looks good as shit. You know, I'm going to go ahead and cop some shit. So I got some shit. But one of the pants I got, actually, I do have some criticism for them. Fuck, I wish I had a picture of the show, but I got these random identity pants, and I got them in a... Fuck. I think I got them in a small or a medium. I have them here with me. I gotta check. Either way, I got them in a small or medium, right? And I don't know what the fuck kind of giant human these were pants were made for. I don't know what kind of scale they're going off of. But they are not a small. They are not a medium. They're not a fucking large, matter of fact. I gave a pair of these to Shaq, and he said, I'm sorry, but these are actually too big for me. They're fucking enormous. And I was like, I was so fucking baffled. I was like, who is this for? It's at least a 38 in the waist, at least. And it's fucking long as shit. You have to be 6'3 to fucking...
Are you sure, like, that it's not for aesthetic purposes? So did they actually mean for it to be that long?
Bro, I understand aesthetic purposes, so I can give it some leeway, but it's so gigantic. It's just, you just can't give it any leeway because it's so fucking big, pause. But, like, it's just, they're I don't know what the fuck they were thinking when they made these pants. I'm going to look at the
size.
They
had people like me in mind because I can never find pants my size.
Bro, I don't think they would fit you, if I'm honest. That's how fucking huge they are. I don't think they're going to fit you. Let me see. No, I was right. They're small. I'm like about
a... They're that big as a small?
I can't describe how big they are. They're enormous, man. They.
I guess some brands are like that, though. Because, like, Andy Milamista, the way their sizes are just random, it feels like they design the whole collection, and then they attach labels... like after, but like randomly. Okay. So like I have mediums that are too big for me, and then I have Andy extra larges that are too small for me. I'm like, their sizing makes no sense.
Okay, that's probably what's going on here, because the other shit I got fit fine. I got some other pants, I got a shirt, and those fit, I'll show you right now. I actually, they fit fucking fine. It's just the fucking, for some reason, for some godforsaken reason, this is the this is a shirt I got, these are the pants I got, but for some reason, the fucking other pants are just enormous, and I just don't get it. I don't understand.
That my guy is vexed.
That shirt goes hard, though. I fuck with this shirt.
Until man came out with the granddad vibes.
Bro, for real. I didn't. Every fucking. This is what every Haitian grandfather dresses like right here. This is what my grandfather used to dress like, exactly.
My guy completed the look. I'm actually dead.
I swear to God, this is what my grandfather used to dress like. He had the fucking open-toed sandals, a big-ass shirt, and some fucking long pants. And a watch, of course. And a fucking watch.
I paid homage to his roots.
I really did. I feel like that's what a lot of older black men look like. That's how they dress. I mean, it's just the convenience of having open to... I don't know.
I've lost all concept of, like, putting fits together, bro. I've been wearing the same fit every day for, like, over 2 months now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been looking pretty bummy. I've been looking pretty fucking bummy. I haven't had to see any females, so I haven't had to, like...
I'm going to have to walk back up into it, because, like, going to CSM, I've heard, like, CSM is, like, a fashion show, so...
Right.
Literally dressing up every day.
Oh, man. That's something, like, I don't think I ever want to go to a fashion school, because I don't want to have to compete. Number one...
I'm not even trying to compete with anyone. I've got my own swag, you feel me? So, right.
See, that's
is what it is.
See, that's probably what's wrong with me. I'm a sicko because I have a super competitive nature, no matter what it is.
So like, even with dressing,
people are dressing themselves. But it's not so much. It's not so much about like, for me about dressing. It's not so much about if I'm dressing better than someone. It's just if I can dress as good as I can. You know what I mean? Like, as fucking good, like the fucking best fit I can come up with. And I try to, like, make my fits better every single time I put an outfit together or get new pieces or whatever like that. And that's really more for me. It's not so much about, like somebody who knows about actual outfit construction and maybe wears a fit that I don't necessarily like or agree with. Like, I'm fine with that. But the competitive nature comes from me trying to get fucking, like, just a fire-ass fit. Are you not, like, ultra-competitive like that, though?
No, not really. Really? I generally just, like, wear what I wear. I just do me. I don't really care about, like, anyone else, what they're wearing. Like, good for them.
What about when it comes to other shit?
I'm only really competitive when it comes to sports. That's about it.
Yeah, because debating basketball in particular with somebody who just doesn't know basketball is, like, the most infuriating thing ever.
I know. It's so annoying, bro.
I once had my friend tell me that if you swap LeBron... and Giannis, LeBron would be so much worse on the Bucks. And I was like, what? Because this is the argument he said. This stupidity. He said that Giannis needs guys. I mean, not Giannis. LeBron needs guys who can create their own shots.
And
I was like, that's literally.
So what about LeBron when he carried that Cavs team to the finals on his backpack?
I was like, bro, that's literally the opposite of what he thrives in. He thrives in, like, the fucking dish out passes. That shit had me so heated. Because if you're saying something like that, it automatically just negates everything else you have to say about basketball. Because you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. This is also the same guy that didn't know that Jordan 3-peated. Didn't know he won a DPOY. Didn't know, like...
Well, there you go.
There's a lot of...
You don't need to say much more, do you?
It's a lot of shit he just didn't know. But, yeah, it was like, what the hell is going on? But, yeah, dude, I'm super competitive. I was playing, when I was in Albany, I was staying with some friends, and, like, a couple friends came with me, so it was, like, five of us chilling there for, like, a few days. And we got into, like, we started playing Monopoly like crazy. And I gotta tell you, we got into some really big screaming matches about fucking Monopoly. This is the game.
My guy's literally fighting over fake money.
You have no idea. We fucking were going crazy. Like, we were fucking screaming at each other. Because people keep doing some
stupid... fake money, you know. That's insane.
It's not about the money. It's about winning the game. you don't want to give anyone a monopoly too soon because it'll fuck everyone else over. So, like, we were just fucking battling each other, like, screaming at each other and shit. Like, that's how competitive I am. I wanted to fucking win this game. This fucking Monopoly game, like, I wanted to win so bad. Now you know how deep it goes. If I'm not winning at Monopoly, then I'm fucking heated. I couldn't stand losing at Monopoly, man. I can't stand it.
Jeez.
That's why I can't stand when the Celtics lose it all. If I see the Celtics losing, it fucking pisses me off. One time, I put money on the Celtics game. They lost the fucking lead, and I was livid.
Wait, who were they playing?
They were playing the Lakers on February 23rd of 2020.
Yeah, but that's a tough game to put money on, bro.
I know. I was with two people at the time. I was with my friends Amelia and Aaliyah. We were in Dumbo. I was frantically trying to find somewhere to watch the game. I'm trying to pull it up on my phone. Couldn't find the game on my phone. So I'm looking at the NBA app, watching the fucking scoreboard, and I'm fucking going crazy. I got $50 on this game, and of course they lose by 2 points. 2 fucking points.
That's impressive, bro, because considering, like, LeBron, AD, like, bro.
Bro, fuck them niggas. Celtics is better, bro. What are you talking about?
I'm just going to pretend like you didn't just say that.
Did the Celtics not spank them for 32 points?
Bro,
did they not spank them?
When the playoffs come, we'll see how far the Celtics go. All
right, bro. You'll see them in the finals, bro.
Do you think the Celtics would beat the 76ers?
Yes.
You genuinely believe that?
The 76ers are fucking...
How about the Bucks?
They have a chance. They have a chance. Good chance to beat the Bucks. I don't know if it's the definitive win for them, but they have a chance to beat the Bucks.
I'm not too sure. Like, Celtics, they've got some players that are just, like, insane. Like, obviously, Tatum, of course, is just crazy. Kemba's been hooping. And then also, Jaylen Brown has had a really good season.
The fucking...
Like, before it ended.
The biggest, to me... I swear to God, this is the biggest fucking obstacle in our way to the finals is the Heat. I'm going to tell you why. We fucking rely on wing scorers. Three wing scorers, matter of fact. We got Tatum, we got Hayward, we got Brown. It's three wing scorers that can all average 20 points a game. And they, right. And their fucking roster, it has Jimmy Butler. They have Bam Adebayo, who can guard all five positions. Let's just be honest.
Bam was an all-star this season, bro. He's been hooping.
They got Jay Crowder, who's a wing defender. They got Andre Iguodala, who's a wing defender. They have fucking wing defenders. That's why I think that's the only team who that's our biggest matchup, I think.
That's matchup wise, it's a matchup nightmare for you guys. I still feel exactly. Like the Bucks, though, are just gonna beat anyone in the East.
I don't think?
I
don't know. I don't know. I don't have. I mean, like I said, they can obviously go to the finals. I think the three teams that can go to the.
You don't know about the Bucks, bro? Have you seen their roster?
I didn't say I didn't know about the Bucks. I said. Wait, did I say that? What I meant was. I don't think they're definitively going to the finals.
Really?
Definitively. I don't think they're definitively going to the finals. I'm sorry. I just can't say
bro,
that.
Bro, the team from top to bottom is a stud. Like the Bucks team,
they fit really well together. But outside of like Giannis, they got Chris Middleton.
Bro, they've got Chris Middleton.
Chris Middleton. What did Chris Middleton do last year in the playoffs?
Yeah, but that's not the point because ultimately he's still a super experienced player who can have a bad playoffs but come back stronger.
Okay, well I somehow doubt that.
Bro, they've got Brook Lopez.
Brook
Lopez has actually like. Been hitting the three consistently,
nah,
especially
nice.
This season.
He developed a three-point shot, which is crazy.
Yeah, and then they've got like Eric Bledsoe. They've got Kyle Korver to just like hit threes.
Okay, but how many wing defenders do they have?
Wesley Matthews is a defensive stopper. To be fair,
he plays shooting guard though.
He's a small forward. He's a shooting guard slash small forward, but he guards the small forward.
I don't know if Wesley Matthews is... you think Wesley Matthews is D-ing up fucking Tatum and Hayward all fucking game?
Bro, but, like, there's still Chris Middleton, and then there's obviously, like... You know both the Lopez's are on the Bucks, right?
Yeah, I know that.
And then it's just, bro, their roster is insane. Like even they have George Hill.
And I like,
and he's like their backup point guard.
I like Dante DiVincenzo too. He's been really picking up this year. But
yeah,
okay. I'm not saying that the fucking roster is bad. I just don't think they're definitively coming out of the East.
So you think what, Miami Heat have a higher chance?
No, I didn't say that. I think the Miami Heat have a better chance of beating the Celtics than the Bucks do. That's what I'm trying to say.
Because Bucks is just like way deeper than the Heat. Heat have like a good, like, squad. They've got Jimmy Butler, Iguodala, Bam,
Duncan but Robinson.
When you start, once you cut like Haslam and all those guys, but after that, like, bro, it's not really that deep.
Bro, Haslam is 40 years old. That nigga is not doing shit. Nigga's the oldest.
Obviously,
fuck.
playoff experience is really important though.
Yeah, he's a locker room guy. He could tell them what to do and shit, but that nigga ain't stepping foot on court.
And then they've just got, like, what's this guy's name? Derek Jones Jr. to just throw all the lobs at.
Oh, yeah. Didn't they trade him?
Just throw it in the sky.
Yeah, didn't they trade him?
No, I thought he was still on, the Heat.
No, they traded him. I'm almost fairly sure about that.
Wait, seriously, to what team?
The fucking Memphis Grizzlies. For fucking... Did they not trade him for...
For who?
I'm bugging. I might be thinking of someone else.
For who?
I was thinking they trade. I think I got the mixed up. The trades mixed up. Andre Iguodala trade. What was the trade?
No, I thought he was.
It was Justice. I'm sorry. It was Justice Winslow. It was Justice.
Justice Winslow. Okay. Yeah,
that's.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry. I was mixed up. I was like, who the fuck? Like, I was like, I'm bugging.
Derek Jones Jr. is the guy who just flies.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
He just jumps high and dunks shit.
Oh goodness! All right, fuck this. I'm not looking at all this. I don't know how the fuck I keep going. I don't know how this is this is, you know what? At this point, honestly, this podcast isn't even a fashion podcast. I mean, it's really not. At this point, it's just kind of a lifestyle. It's mostly fashion with like lifestyle type shit because
yeah, it's better to keep it bold,
right? Yeah, 100%, because if I was trying to fucking finesse my way into fashion at this point, I don't know if I could do it. I don't know if I can contort a fucking whole conversation. I mean, be like, hey, the jerseys look pretty cool or some stupid shit like that. Because I've watched some podcasts where they try to contort a conversation back into, like, whatever their topic is. And right, it just sounds off. It's like, what the hell?
You just have to let the conversation flow. Like, right, that's how it goes.
I like your live streams that you've been doing, though. I've been joining a few of them, having them on in the background and shit like that.
Yeah, they're really random. Like, I just talk about anything.
I like the professor you had on, though. She was nice. She was cool.
Oh, yeah. What was her... She's dope.
What was her name again? I'm sorry. I'm gonna
completely forget. Olga.
Right. Well, you don't usually address a professor as her first name, do you?
Yeah, but we're friends, bro.
Nigga, she's not your friend. She's a professor.
Wait, so you can never be friends with a professor?
And you guys go out and get drinks and shit and hang out?
Yeah, fully.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like... Oh, like, okay. Seriously.
All right, hey, shut me up then, huh? Yeah, I guess that would indicate some kind of friendship. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. No, we fully, like, because, like, for example, she'll go to, like, the bookstore with her son.
Right.
And then, obviously, I go to the bookstore as well because I'm, like, trying to read all these fashion books. So, like, every couple of weeks, when we meet each other at the bookstore and then buy books and then just like go for coffee and stuff and just talk about fashion and shit.
Right. See, that's something I don't get about you. I don't know how the fuck you can read. I know that's like a big thing for fashion is like you're supposed to be reading up on the books and shit like that. You're supposed to hammer down. You're supposed to get a nice magazine or something and hammer down and read up about your shit. But books are so fucking boring. I can't
really read. Is that what you feel like?
I can't read a fucking
book. Maybe it's the books you're reading, though, because some books are genuinely boring, but like some, like once you get into it, it's so like, okay, so I read like Ras Simmons Redux, right? And right, I read it the whole book in one day,
right?
Because I was reading it and then it was just got more and more and more interesting. And then before I knew it, like the book was just done.
You know what? I have two books on my desk, okay? I have two books on my desk. I sit here all the time. I have Artie Lang, Too Fat to Fish. It's a comedian that I really like, and it's signed to me, right? Still haven't finished that. I have the other book I have is The Book of Basketball, the NBA According to the Sports Guy Bill Simmons, because I'm a Celtics fan, all that type of shit.
Yeah.
And I haven't even started to read this one yet. I was going to read it. It has big font, like for a fucking third grader, and I still haven't gotten around to reading it. I can't sit down and read a book. I need something visual. I need to hear something. I need something going on.
Seriously. Damn.
I can't focus on like just one thing. It's so like I need my mind to be in two different places. Even when I play games, usually like
if you have like ADHD or something.
No. I can focus. It's not a focusing problem. It's just fucking boring. Like even when I play like 2K or some shit on my PlayStation, I need to have something on. I watch something on my other screen. Something. I just can't like. And now it's
see kind of, that's the thing I like about reading. I get away from like all the screen time and like all that stuff as well.
Yeah, I'm one of those people that doesn't shy away from new technology and shit like that. I know it's kind of like the cool hippie thing. Sorry for hippies, but it's like you don't want to be caught up in technology so much, but. It's a part of culture. I mean, you know what I mean? You just get caught up in technology. And for sure.
That, do you know what? Like, I could probably, there's so many websites, I could, like, download a lot of books for free.
Right.
But my eyes actually hurt when I read something off of a screen for a really long time. So that's actually why, like, even if I download a PDF, I have to print it to read it.
Well, you have good eyesight, no?
Yeah, I do. That's what's funny. But I don't know, something about like reading off a screen.
You have shit eyesight. So it doesn't, at this point, it doesn't matter to me. My eyesight is so terrible. I thought my glasses broke the other day and I was having a panic attack. I couldn't see shit. No, but like, I don't know. I just prefer, for me, for my money, if I'm fucking, if I'm consuming some type of media.
Right.
It's got to be visual audio, or both, of course. If I, not to say that I can't, like, read a something, like, something small or something like that, but, like, if I have a big-ass book, like the ones on my desk, I can't sit down and read them. I just cannot.
Yeah. To be fair, another thing is, like, as a career, I want to be, like, a fashion journalist.
Right, right.
So it makes sense, though. Like, I don't feel like people should be that interested or feel the need. Like, you could just be interested in, like, fashion and style. You don't have to, like, start reading, like, fashion theory.
Right,
like,
right.
Not necessary. Because a lot of people make it seem like, oh, if you don't have this knowledge. Like,
that's true. A lot of people do seem to say that.
Yeah.
But I like reading articles and stuff. Like, anything that is a book, when it gets up to, like, book, when it gets to, like, book level, I'm like, let me fucking get out of here. But, like, I like reading articles that are nice and static, that don't have a fucking bunch of moving shit on the screen, like Snapchat articles and shit like that. I can't
see. I set myself targets though, so I have to read like 2 books a month basically. So that's like my target.
What are you in fourth grade or something? You got a book report to write, nigga?
Just gotta build the knowledge.
No, you're right. No, I see what you're saying, but I just, I don't know. For me, it's just like. Why sit there and read that when I can sit there and watch something and get like the entire full experience at the same time? I could get a whole fucking just crazy. Just some.
Unfortunately, there's not a documentary on like everyone.
No.
So there's so many great designers you won't find documentaries on for you to just like sit down and watch, which is unfortunate.
That is very unfortunate.
So for a lot of them, and there's no articles on them either. Like someone like Marina Yee, like of the Antwerp Six, there's absolutely nothing about her online.
Right.
So you're gonna have to read a book like the Antwerp Six Plus One to even learn anything about her.
And when you read, it helps you come up with it. When you read it, that's where a lot of your knowledge for a YouTube video comes from.
Yeah. So I read books and then I write articles for different publications.
Right.
And then my YouTube videos are literally just a summary of the article I've written. So, like, even my last video is, like, titled Why There Is No Greatest Fashion Designer of All Time, right? Yeah,
correct.
And that is actually based on an article I just wrote.
Right.
Which is quite funny. So, yeah, that's literally how I do it.
See, the thing is, I don't like reading big books, but I like writing articles and stuff. When I was writing a ton and I was, like, uploading stuff about writing, I would force myself sometimes to read just to fucking get myself into writing so I can
It helps with like your vocabulary as
it
well.
Does.
Like,
it does. It yeah. does. Another thing that helps is this is a weird thing I do too. Is I like to listen to video essays, right? And even if a video essay doesn't have something I would like relate to or really like fucking care about, sometimes I just watch it and listen to it, absorb the words and whatnot. Because somebody sat down and took a long time for that script. I'm assuming at least some people, you know what I mean?
I mean, sometimes it takes ages to grasp like certain concepts. Like, so I'll be reading these books by Walter Benjamin.
Right.
And the way he writes is so complicated, bro. I have to read like a paragraph like 10 times before it clicks what he's trying to say.
Uh-huh.
Because the way he writes is so complicated.
Are you shy about your writings at all?
Nah.
Not in the slightest?
Nope.
See, that's a weird thing. As you know me at this point, and I'm not shy person at all. I like to say whatever the fuck and do whatever the fuck. But when it comes to writing, I fucking... It takes.
I don't mind because it's like, bro, I'm like 22. Like, if people are dumb enough to compare my writing to like a seasoned 50-year-old like author, then there's something wrong with you.
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. But at the same time, I'm like, I should already be at that level. See, that's like that's.
Cool. Yeah, but you can't though because you're too young to be at that level. Like these guys have had a life like 20 years of just reading philosophy and like theory and shit.
Right. That's to get to that level. That's more so going back to the competitive thing where it's just like I want to push myself to do like so fucking bad, so fucking good. That's why, that's another reason why sometimes I go on hiatus for these videos is because if I don't have a definitive idea and I don't fucking have something where I want to talk about and if I don't feel like 100% to talk and I just fucking and I can't chat, then I'm not gonna. I just don't do it. I don't want shit to come out half-assed at all. And sometimes even after I upload something, it'll be my favorite fucking video. Like I've probably had some few videos where I'm like, this is my fucking favorite video. And then I watch it like literally 2 days later, I'm like, oh, I hate this. this is the fucking worst shit. I don't know what the hell I was thinking when I made this video. I do that all the fucking time. Even
oh my God.
Like especially when I write, if you go to my phone, like the notes on my phone, it's just a bunch of shit. And it's just, and it's like, after I'm done writing, I'm like, oh, this is something I might wanna, you know. And I read it again, I'm like, what the fuck was I doing? I'm a fucking crazy person. But I definitely wanna, I definitely, like you were saying, it's just something like these people have so much more experience than you, and that's something I definitely have to think about. But I just, you know, I just sometimes it's just hard to, you know what I mean?
God, the whole book thing though is it's complicated. Like, I think it's just what I love to do.
Right.
Like, I do realize like for some people it could be boring. So like it really just comes down to like what interests you individually as a person.
Right.
Because like books genuinely interest me. I'm not even like trying to sound like pretentious, like I'm some intellectual because I'm not. But like just genuinely, that's just what I enjoy doing.
No, I know what you're saying. I get you. What's it called? So, speaking of writing, I saw that you're launching your first magazine.
Yeah.
Now, you said that yeah didn't sound all that confident. Now, what was that? What was that yeah?
Well, the yeah is because, like, that has, my magazine has been stalled because of the whole quarantine thing.
Right.
So, like, I can't actually shoot people for my magazine until this whole thing ends.
Oh, so you're that early. You're in the stages of... Like,
oh yeah, so I'm like already writing articles and interviewing people for the magazine already.
I'm tell you something right now. You know, I'm not even gonna. I'm not even trying. I don't want to discourage you or anything, but having a magazine is the most fucking stressful thing on the planet, and it's
like, oh yeah, for sure.
And it's fucking. Did you So when you decided to do a magazine, did you look up something first, or did you, or were you just like, let me just start this?
Nah, I like did research because at first I was like, I want to write a book, like just write something tangible.
Right.
And I was like, nah, I'm not at the level to write a book. Like, I don't want to write a book and then look back on like back on the information 10 years and be like, I was so dumb. So I'd rather like a magazine is more suitable. So I was just like, I want to have something tangible to look back at, and I wanted to like push myself, like give myself a challenge.
Yeah, yeah.
and I felt like the magazine would be the best way to do that.
All I'm gonna say right now is buckle up, cause I had gray hairs working on my magazine. I have fucking gray hairs, and I keep wanting to come back to it, and I will soon. I fucking will soon. I promise myself I'll come back to that fucking magazine soon, but it's a lot of shit. I'm gonna tell you, it's a lot of shit, and especially if are you planning on doing all the photos yourself?
Yep.
Because I was, what I was doing is I was paying photographers to take photos of like wherever people were. Like, let's say if somebody in London, I wanted to take pictures, or I'd get some photographer in fucking London and take pictures of them and shit like that. That's what I was doing. I wasn't shooting any pictures myself, but.
Yeah, so what I'm doing is I'm making sure that like everyone who's featured in the magazine is within reach.
Right.
So then I can shoot them myself.
Mm.
Because, like, once I start paying photographers, bro, like, starts to get expensive real quick.
yeah, it got really expensive. It got very fucking expensive. Let me tell you that. It got very, very expensive. And then you were trying to...
Other stuff you have to pay for as well. It's just like, yeah.
Yeah, and then you got to make sure everyone's pictures are okay to use. And then if you want to... I wrote an article about music, fashion and music or something like that, right? I was trying to fucking find this one picture that I love. I think it was a picture of fucking Tyler Creator some shit. And I spent literally days trying to find out who the fuck took this picture. I was looking all over the place trying to find who took this picture. And I was just doing that for multiple pictures that I was trying to use. I was trying to find somebody who had these. It was just fucking crazy. It got crazy. It got really crazy. Just because I wanted to write a fucking article. One article.
Yeah.
And then I took that article. I wrote it a bunch of times. I was scrapping it. I was bringing it back together. And it was just, you know, it was crazy. Yeah. Are you going to have other people write for it too? Or what are you going
to
do?
So people have been reaching out to me and they want to, like, write for it. But it's just like, what exactly are you going to write, though?
Right, right.
Especially when people are, like, really far away.
Right.
I wanted the first issue to be about... London,
mm-hmm.
London fashion in general, and then so different countries. So like the second issue, I was gonna go back to Nigeria, and do like a whole magazine just based on like Nigerian fashion and stuff.
Before we get,
so it's like if you're in, I don't know, like some guys have hit me up from like Russia and stuff. It's like, like there's not really anything for this issue at least. There's no ideas for like Russian fashion mm-hmm. that I have.
Oh, I see what you're doing. I see what you mean. So, I would just say, obviously, it's your thing. I'm not gonna tell you how to run your shit just because I did the same thing. You know what I mean? It's not like I'm not saying it like that. I would say don't try to centralize everything to you.
Right.
I would say, for this issue, you know, you want it to be specifically for London, so you don't want somebody, from Russia or something like that. But don't mm-hmm. centralize all work to you. You know, if you like, for example, if you have somebody who you really respect. In some terms of writing, in terms of maybe they have some kind of design that you really like or anything like that, you should be right. Like, you should be like, yo, hey, would you like a feature in my magazine? And most people, of course, would. I'm sure if you asked them, they'd be like, yeah, of course. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's definitely something if you're doing your...
The good thing about like magazines is when it gets to a certain level of publicity,
mm-hmm.
you're no longer the one paying people. Like people
right,
literally...
Right, right, yeah.
Because of the exposure that they're going to get from it.
And that is quick. That comes quick, let me tell you. But yeah. we can hit me up and I'll tell you more about stuff that went on for me.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But without that, I guess that's further ado. You got any plugs? Anything you want to talk about?
I started a podcast with Jason and Dami.
Oh, word.
Yeah, look out for that. It's called The Anti-Fashion Fashion Show.
And where is that going to be?
You can search it on YouTube.
It's going to be on YouTube?
Yeah. The channel's already made, but we haven't like posted any content yet.
Okay.
And we're like working on different platforms like Spotify, SoundCloud.
Yeah. Apple Podcasts and shit. Yeah. SoundCloud, they're going to charge you a fucking arm and a leg, but yeah. Okay. Yeah, they charge a lot. But I'm looking forward to see it. Anything else, man?
That's about it, to be fair. Just...
All right,
continue
cool.
to follow the channel, The Fashion Archive.
Yes, sir. Get it to 50K next. All right.
Hopefully.
Everything will be in the description down below. Thank you for watching, everybody, and goodbye.